Remind you that we are fast approaching All Saints Sunday, and if you have names of those who have died since last November 1st that you would like included in that service, please contact the church office and give them that information. Also, please note that we do have a Wednesday meal this week. This week is our preschool fall festival. Please come and enjoy being together and enjoy all the excitement with the kids everywhere and come and support the preschool through the meal and the silent auction and all that. That's this Wednesday night. Also is the reminder that we're fast approaching to the deadline for poinsettias. And if you need a form, they are available on the table in the narthex near the doors as you leave. Becky Loss wants to talk about the WELCA annual meeting this week as well. Thank you, Becky. I'll also remind you the Family Promise Board is still up in the narthex, and we invite you to sign up for volunteer opportunities with that. Again, also coming soon. Our music dude has asked me for a moment. Pick this hymn. Okay, Jonathan could not be here today and will not be here next week. He's been involved with our youth but could not be here on the Sunday mornings. But he did send me a couple of announcements. Today the youth are going to the Marty Party. It's a Reformation-themed games and events, and hopefully the when they will receive the coveted bobblehead Marty. Next Saturday, the youth are going with Camp Hug, which you will remember are special needs campers, and they are going to the Wofford game. So, some updates on what's going on with the youth. Let us prepare for our worship. Thank you. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Amen. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven, God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, you turn your greatness into goodness for all the peoples on earth. Shape us into willing servants of your kingdom, and make us desire always and only your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. All right, I brought a dollar. And I have found something pretty cool about this dollar. If you look at this dollar, what kind of expression does George Washington have on his face? A what? A mad face? He's frowning, isn't he? Yeah. All right. Watch this. Now what's he doing?
He's smiling.
It's magic. I would love to say I waved my hand over it, but I forgot to wave my hand over it. But if you look at George Washington this way, he's frowning. If you look at him this way, he's smiling. It's pretty cool. It depends on how you look at this dollar as to whether George Washington is smiling or frowning. Now, of course, we like him smiling better, right? Looks better smiling. But the thing is, today in our gospel lesson, Jesus is teaching us a lesson about how we look at things. Just like we look at George Washington this way, or we can look at George Washington this way. And so he's saying to us that the world looks at power and glory and thinks riches and wealth and strength and might and all that is what's important. But Jesus says, in my kingdom, you got to look at it completely differently. It's about loving others and serving others. So just like we can look at this dollar two different ways, Jesus is saying you got to look at what being great is all about two different ways. There's a way to be great in the world, and there's a way to be great in my kingdom, in God's kingdom. And that means to serve and love others. And that's what we're thinking about today. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for teaching us by your example. You loved us. Now lead us to love others. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
A reading from Isaiah. Surely he has borne our iniquities and carried our diseases, yet we account him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and the sheep before its shears is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many, many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion of the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Hebrews. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf, who offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weaknesses. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Three little boys were playing and bragging about their fathers. The first boy said, "My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper and calls it a poem, and he gets $50 for it." Second boy said, "That's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, he calls it a song, and he gets $100 for it." The third boy then said to the first two, "I got you both beat. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, calls it a sermon, and it takes eight people to collect all the money." Maybe he's onto something there. But I also think that tradition of trying to one-up someone else isn't confined just to little boys. We all do it. We tend to think rather highly of ourselves. We typically aren't too shy about letting others know about our achievements. We compare ourselves with others rather often, in fact, assessing our place in the pecking order and trying to come out on top. We strive to be the best. But isn't it interesting that the very best among us, Jesus, didn't think that was important at all? Jesus described a whole different way of being in God's kingdom. He told his disciples, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them." In other words, that's the way of the world. In the world, we strive to be the greatest. He went on, "But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." In Jesus' way of thinking, being the greatest is marked by striving for a whole lot of other ests. Our hymn of the day today is hymn 546, "To Be Your Presence." And I invite you to get out your hymnal and follow along now. Hymn 546. This hymn is a great summary of our mission as God's people and to be God's presence in the world. So, let's look at verse 1. "To be your presence is our mission here, to show compassion's face and listening ear, to be your heart of mercy ever near. Alleluia." What this verse tells us is that we're supposed to be the compassionist loving others with a genuine, deep love because we are brothers and sisters in Christ, loved together by Christ. And we are to be the listeningest, opening our ears and our hearts to the needs of others and sharing their lives and offering hope. And we are to be the mercifulest, giving mercy, not because someone deserves it, because that's not mercy at all, but because we too know what suffering is, and we too know the need to receive mercy, and we too have received mercy from God. Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Look at verse 2. To be your presence is our mission bold, to feed the poor and shelter homeless cold, to be your hands of justice, right uphold, alleluia. To be God's presence in our world means that we are to be the givingest, offering help from our own resources for the poor, the homeless, the outcast, the immigrant, the forgotten, and more. We are to be the supportingest, not looking to our own needs, but caring and concerned more about the needs of others and offering ourselves and what we have to help. Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Now turn to verse 3. To be your presence is our mission blessed, to speak for all the broken and oppressed, to be your voice of hope, your love expressed. Alleluia. And this isn't the easiest verse for us to hear or join in, because we tend to want to live comfortable lives that don't call us to be involved or to cause a stir. But here we are told to strive to be the advocatingest, to stand up for those who can't stand for themselves, to speak out against the wrongs of this world and for those who have no voice, to notice how the powers of the world oppress and lord it over others, and to offer ourselves on the side of good and right. And then we are encouraged to be the proclaimingest, eager to speak and tell of God's hope and love for all in need. And that doesn't mean to do it when it happens to come up in conversation. No, to proclaim means to seek opportunities to tell of God's love and hope for all. Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Verse 4. "We are your heart, O Christ, your hands and voice. To serve your people is our call and choice. And in this mission, we, the church, rejoice." Hallelujah. Finally, we are called to strive to be the living it outest, to have our lives reflect Christ's heart, hands, and voice. And then to be the servingest, making it our desire to reach out to others in this mission of joy and love. Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." In the kingdom of God, being the greatest isn't anything to brag about. Rather, have compassion, listen, be merciful, give, support, advocate, proclaim, live it out, and serve. Strive to do your est. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, you turn your people from stubborn ways and
with your loving hand. Shape us that we might never put ourselves first, but instead give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of
love and service to others in all our actions and words. May we live together in welcome and peace and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Savior,
fill the world with mercy and justice. Use us as instruments to care for your people in our families, neighborhoods, and nations. Work through us to make this world your world, and fill us with zeal for your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, you speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in war. Bless all in need, and especially all whom we remember before you.
Lord, in
living God, you are the one who gives life. As you have called countless generations to follow you, so now call us. Lead us and abide with us, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want, and by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine, you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we may speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.